For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. 1 year ago, I went homeless for 3 nights over the Thanksgiving holiday to report on the realities of homelessness in Western North Carolina. Last week, I revisited some of the people and places from that journey, and I learned that things are much, much different today. Last Thanksgiving, three of Haywood County's best-known nonprofits serving the homeless and the hungry reported once again new highs in the amount of people they'd served. This year, administrators at The Open Door, the Canton Community Kitchen, and Pathways were asked what had changed.
It has not decreased. We've not seen a change.
That's Allison Jennings, executive director of the Canton Community Kitchen. Here's Tom Owens, executive director at The Open Door.
Well, in the last year, I think, if anything has changed, it's been an increase in the need.
Finally, here's Mandy Hathcox, Executive Director at Pathways.
Our shelter is now full, where the last time when you were here, we usually would have an open bed, if not 5 or 6. And so for the last 3 or 4 months, all of our beds have been filled every single night.
Pathways can house 28 women and 36 men, and in 2017 provided more than 7,600 nights of shelter. To date in 2018, that number has already grown to more than 14,000. They've also served more than 35,000 meals to date, compared to 28,000 for all of 2017. Even with a robust economy and shockingly low unemployment, homelessness and hunger are on the rise, and local leaders are preparing for yet another banner year in 2019. The Open Door is setting the stage for growth, according to Owens. Pathways is about to open a new $550,000 women and children's dorm, and Pastor Chris Jennings says the Canton Community Kitchen is preparing to move into a new building.
For one, we're going from 1,100 square feet to 7,000 square feet. We'll have 2 designated classroom spaces. We'll have a shower and laundry area in that building. We'll have the computers set up in the classrooms.
Combined, these organizations served more than 80,000 meals last year on funding of about $700,000. As these organizations increase their capacity, they say that the biggest driver of demand is the ongoing lack of affordable mental health and substance abuse counseling available in rural areas, meaning that homelessness will continue to be a problem in Western North Carolina, no matter how good the economy gets. For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt.